Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com. Hello everyone and welcome to yet another gaming show, the Video Gaming Netcast, brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. I'm Evan. We've got Michael here.
Hello.
Wearing a nice little abominable snowman looking shirt.
Apparently.
I'm kind of jealous, honestly.
I'm sorry.
I kind of want one of those shirts.
My clothing makes you jealous?
Just take it off. Just leave it here.
Actually,
no. I don't think any of your stuff would fit me. Because I am fat. But Ian is not here. He emailed me about an hour ago. He's like, yeah, I'm not coming. Apparently he was smacked with very long dormant Pox Pox, or one of the two.
Isn't this like version two for him?
I think it's some sort of mutation.
Oh.
So
he has the G virus.
He's got the G virus. So, so he's not here. So taking over what I guess is now the third chair is Blake Grunderman, editor-in-chief of, is it Games Are Evil? Is that the site?
Yes. It's well, and also, just not to be a dick or anything, but it's Grunderman.
I go Grunderman.
Blake Grunderman.
Extra R in there?
No.
No, not so much. You wouldn't believe the number of people that actually say that, though, so it's not that big of a deal. But I am the managing editor over at Games Are Evil, but essentially, I'm running operations over there. So, yeah.
You're the power behind the throne.
Yep.
Yes, that's exactly right. I'm not the one that pays the bills, but I'm the one that keeps the bills paid. How's that?
I like that.
There you go.
You should remember that for next time you get business cards. I think that's a good line.
Works for me. Yeah. Absolutely works for me. But yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate being on.
Not a problem.
We always like it when we can have somewhat respectable journalists on the show.
Well, they hire me on, so I don't know how respectable it is anymore now. So.
Well, first of all, I'm flattered that you call me respectable, but obviously I think you guys need to look into my resume a little bit more. But thank you anyway.
If this show is any indication, we don't really research anything, so that's really kind of par for the course. But last week we talked about a big rumor that has become apparently true: the $99 subsidized Xbox. It was announced this week that starting May 7th, which was Monday?
Something
like
that.
What day is it today?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look at the calendar.
That sounds right. Yes, that was Monday.
Yes, it was Monday.
I don't know calendars. They launched a pilot program at the Microsoft stores in the United States to test a new pricing model for the Xbox 360. Now, what this is, as the rumor stated, it was a 4-gig console, 360, obviously, with Kinect, with 2 years of Xbox Live for $100 up front and then $15 a month for 2 years.
Right. And this is essentially the arcade tier of the Xbox with a Kinect thrown in with it. Isn't that essentially what it is now?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
And we talked a lot about this last week because this rumor broke. And it's one of those rare rumors that was pretty much 100% correct.
Hold on. Rare rumors? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Not the company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the company.
I was more thinking, well, is it a rumor about a Sony product, which is normally 100% true 100% of the time. But
yeah.
<anyway.
laughs> But yes. So this is, I mean, we talked a lot about this last week, but we obviously did not have Blake on last week.
No.
So I'm interested to hear your opinion of this program.
Well, I've talked with a lot of people about this, and it's been one of those things where, honestly, You when most people talk about it, and mainly these are people that already own an Xbox 360, they're like, oh, it's a horrible deal. You're spending more money. You know, you're wasting money. Personally, I think it's a good thing. The way I thought of it was, imagine you're a college student. You don't have a lot of income. You don't have $350, $400 to plunk down for a new 360, a Kinect, and, you know, that entry game that you want. Instead, you can just put down that $100 up front. And sure, you pay a little bit more in the long run, but really, it's not that horrible. And the fact that you're getting Xbox Live built into that fee, that seems, honestly, it seemed pretty reasonable to me because over a 2-year span, you're paying, I think, an extra $40 or something
like
that.
Yeah, I think it's like $40 or $50, I think, is what you end up paying. And actually, like, along those same lines, I was thinking of it in terms of, you know, this beats putting it on a credit card, because it's effectively it's the same situation. You know, you can put it on a card and then forget to pay it off and ruin your credit.
Well, I'm trying to figure out the math on this, because you know, I've heard a couple of people say that, oh, you're losing money, but by my math, you're actually saving a little bit of money, because if you got the 4 gig, which is $200, right, brand new,
is it 200?
It's $199, I think.
Okay. Yeah, so 200. Connect is going to be another $150,
right?
So that's $350, and then 2 years of Xbox Live, presuming you pay full price, that's another $120. So that's $470.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a new Kinect bundle that's $240 for the arcade model and the Kinect.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I think that's
then that makes sense. But I mean, if you bought all the pieces a la carte, you'd actually come out pretty much even. It's about a $10 difference. But the bundle, yeah, I didn't realize there was a bundle.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the only way you can get a 360 now is with the Kinect.
Oh, I'll try.
Well, damn, unless you get the old one. I'm talking the brand spanking new. Doesn't sound like a jet engine 360.
Hey,
version.
I like that. It scares the cats away.
Absolutely. You know, it makes for a great space heater in my room, too.
That's right. I actually think that's what killed my Xbox, because I had my Xbox and my PS3 right next to each other in a kind of a small space. So I think they like heated each other up, and they could, and like, it was kind of like a tug of war that the Xbox clearly lost. So because the PS3 is still going strong.
Well, let's face it, honestly, the Xbox, I think, was probably crippled from the start anyway.
Well, yes, and this is, I had one of the OG ones, so I mean, this was about 6 years old, so.
Yikes. And like, so this was it a launch model?
It was right around there. It wasn't a launch. I didn't get it right away, but it was, I think I probably got it like a year after launch, so.
Yeah, mine died, mine was a launch 360, and it died like shortly after I moved. Like I busted it out the first time that I had gotten into the new apartment that night when we had moved in, busted it out to play Guitar Hero, and like midway through that round of Guitar Hero, it died. And it was one of those, I turned to my fiance and I went, okay, honey, yeah, I'm going out to buy a new Xbox. Mind you, this is 2 a.m. I drop everything and went to like the nearest, I think it was a Walmart, and bought a 360 Elite.
Couldn't wait till morning.
Yeah, you know, and guess what? I put it on the credit card. If this plan would have been here, I would have probably done this instead.
Yeah. Yeah, but also, I mean, like we said last week, I mean, this isn't for guys like us. This isn't for people that already have one and are looking to replace something. This is for people that are looking, not necessarily for a gaming machine, they're looking for a media appliance that kind of plays games as well.
Which is what Microsoft's trying to sell it as now, is it is a media appliance instead of a game machine.
Right, it's a Roku box or something. And you know, one thing that people lose sight of is that, yes, Microsoft's trying to sell it as a media product here. In the UK, they can use their Xbox 360s for DVR functionality. It's also got Sky TV on there. Mm-hmm. So you could actually use your Xbox 360 as a set-top box to access your cable in the UK. So, I mean, who's to say maybe that functionality doesn't come over stateside eventually?
Right.
And if that were to happen, then it absolutely would be justifiable, because when I had UVerse 2 years ago, I had to pay $15 a month just to have an HD DVR. Mm-hmm. So I would have gladly just off-shipped that onto my Xbox 360. Well, that would have been great.
I still say one of the things that Xbox, and even Sony, I think would be really interesting, is if you could buy things like Netflix and HBO Go through the Xbox. Like, with Netflix and HBO Go, you have to have the outside account and all that stuff. But if I had, like, one bill that I just paid my Xbox service and Xbox Entertainment, and I could buy it, like, cable packages, where it's like I get Netflix and you know, Hulu Plus and things like that, and I just pay, you know, $20-$30 a month to Xbox, I think that would be very appealing to people.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you guys heard the controversy with that, right? Like, originally they were talking a couple of weeks ago, they were saying, oh, well, Hulu Plus is looking like they're going to start charging.
Well, yeah, there is that, you know.
Yeah, because after all, Hulu Plus is owned by the same people that own Comcast. They're owned by Time Warner. So, honestly, I don't foresee that happening. It would be nice, though. I mean, if I could just pay for HBO Go and just get that on my 360, that would be great. I don't have a cable plan right now. That would be ideal for somebody. Neither do I.
Yeah, I'm doing the Netflix and Hulu Plus plan and Roku plan.
Yeah, I think, you know, they always talk about like the tiered internet. Mm-hmm. They could do like a tiered kind of my first internet where it's just, you know, specific services. I think that could be interesting. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it could be interesting.
I mean, and it comes back to the reason that you are not allowed to buy cable packages a la carte is when you buy those packages, you're subsidizing those channels that five people watch.
Yes, like right. The outdoor channel.
Yeah, like the outdoor channel and, I don't know, whatever Billy Graham's TV network and
all. No, those actually get stupidly good ratings, but
that's true.
But you know, that it is a discussion for another time. So I guess we're all sort of moderately positive about this, I guess.
I mean, the idea is a good idea in concept. Honestly, the consumers kind of get ripped off a little bit, but really it's no different than, you know, a decent cell phone plan. I don't see it being much different at all.
Now, I guess the only real handicap of this is that it's only going to be available in the Microsoft stores.
Which there's like 30 of them in the entire nation.
There's 16 in the U.S.
No, there's more than that.
There's got to be more.
There's more than that. There's at least 20-something.
Well, they're doing it in 16 stores. Okay. I don't know if that's every Microsoft store, but I know this program is 16.
Are they doing it here?
Stores. I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
So,
which again, we have to point out for people like Blake and others who don't know Minnesota, the Microsoft store, which is in the Mall of America, is right across the hall from the Apple store.
That's awesome.
It's like,
and they're both by Legoland, which I just find, I don't know why that amuses me, but it does.
That's craziness. I had no idea they were right across the street from each other though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's
not even right across the street. They're across the corridor in the mall.
Corridor in the mall from each other.
They're literally like 20 feet apart from each other.
Mm-hmm. Why do I have a feeling that there's lots of flaming bags of dog shit?
I would hope so.
God, I would hope so. That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But you know, whenever a Mac user starts complaining about the Mac operating system, you can just tell them to walk across the street and buy Windows. You're all set.
Right.
Or walk across the corridor.
I kind of want to get one of those little stands, like the little shopping, not the shopping carts, but like the little kiosks that kind of float around the mall, and just sell like Linux computers and put it in between those two stores, just to see what kind of, you know, flame wars we can start.
That would be amazing. You got to sell like little penguins there on the side.
Yeah, little plush, you know, Linux penguins and Ubuntu laptops.
Oh my God, this just got epically nerdy.
That'd be awesome. Nice. That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, I used to work in IT, so yeah, I could play this game all day.
All right.
I have a feeling your listeners might not appreciate that quite so much.
Our listeners don't really appreciate much of what we do, so that's fine. That's fine.
Fair enough. Well, on that point then, did you guys hear about the news that they're talking about? Well, it's been confirmed that Steam is coming to Linux.
That's been confirmed for a while, I thought.
No. Like, well,
it had been rumored for a while.
But they actually brought in one of the, I forget what the guy's name is, but he is like a very respected Linux developer. He was one of the ones, original guys who piloted the Wine project, where they were making Windows projects, Windows products work on Linux. And they brought this guy in, and officially they are now developing a Linux version of Steam, and we can expect that here in the next year or so.
I mean, honestly, that has been the big thing that's held me back from Linux, is that I'm a PC gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was an adequate gaming resource on Linux, I might think about experimenting with it more. So.
Yeah, you know, I was the same way with the Mac operating system. I was the exact same way. That said, I'm recording this on a MacBook right now, so go figure. But, you know, I won't
hold it against you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And once Steam came to Mac, it makes things a whole lot easier. Just opens up the world of games.
Awesome.
But
speaking of the world of games, we have new releases.
We do have
and actually
new
like somewhat substantial
like,
releases.
Yeah, some stuff that people actually give two shits about. So first of all, we've got Starhawk, a third-person shooter.
I was so disappointed that this wasn't a Silverhawks game.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm the only one that watched Silverhawks when I was 8. So
well, that was because that was in like the 1700s, wasn't
it's true.
It?
True. Yeah. It was on a kinescope. You had to spin it. Yeah.
Right.
Is it sad if I admit that I've never heard of that before?
Kinescope or Silverhawks?
Silverhawks. Okay. I know what a kinescope is.
Okay. You remember that from history class?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No,
Silverhawks was like, you know what, Thundercats? It's a little too high quality for us. We're going to dial it back a bit. We're going to dial back the animation. We're going to have a bluegrass playing ship pilot, whose I think name was Bluegrass, actually, now that I think about it. And
so it was about the same comparison as, say, like the high quality of Barney versus the low quality of Teletubbies. You know, you've got that kind of a comparison, just dog shit bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's pretty fair, I guess.
Or like Pokemon and like Bakugan or
whatever. I was going to say, don't you dare badmouth Digimon, because that was awesome.
No.
Because that was awesomely terrible. Every monster had Mon at the end of it, so it was like, Garurumon, and just like, like, really? Everything's got to have fucking Mon at the end?
Just didn't try.
I remember going, so when are they going to come out with a Jamaican
Jamaican
Digimon?
Mon?
Just Mon Mon.
Digimon Mon.
Digimon Mon.
Digimon Mon. Yes.
Nice.
Just
voice it by the same guy who voices what is it, DJ in Street Fighter?
Yeah.
I think either that or Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, that guy's not doing anything anymore. But yeah, Starhawk's coming out.
Yep, so Starhawk, Zach Charity out.
Came out Tuesday.
Yes.
And by the way, I played that a little bit at E3, and I gotta tell you, what I saw of it was rough. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, what they showed at E3 after their press briefing that they had, it was extremely rough. The game didn't look that hot, and honestly, it was one of those where I looked at it and I went, okay, so these are the same guys who made Warhawk? Why does it just that it had texture pop-in issues, it had draw rate issues, it was really slow, environments were super sparse, and from what I've heard, the combat is kind of iffy.
So it sounds like Brink.
But, you know, Brink had some really neat ideas with it, where this seems like, okay, we're just going to take Warhawk and we're going to make it more of a sci-fi themed game, and we're going to finally give you a single-player campaign.
Yeah.
Because originally Warhawk was supposed to have one too, and they cut that out in order just to get the game shipped in time for launch.
Mm-hmm.
So
fair enough.
Yeah.
But then again, it also fills that niche that a lot of people want, is that space combat kind of thing.
Yeah. No, so, no, just give us fucking X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. I will buy the game 100 times.
Or a new Wing Commander.
No, you see, there won't be another X-Wing game unless it's either Lego or BioWare writes it and it's all dialogue. So,
you know, I would take that. I would take a BioWare one anyway. Lego one, maybe not so much.
Nope, Wing Commander. Make that happen.
I would play Lego Wing Commander, too.
You know what? Somebody needs to make a fucking Kickstarter for Lego Wing Commander.
That's right. Get Mark Hamill back.
You know what? Mark Hamill's not doing anything else. He quit doing Joker. I mean, I'm sure he can find some work.
He says he quit Joker, but I don't buy it.
He says he quit Joker, and then when Rocksteady offers him fuck ton of cash.
Yeah, he's quit Joker like 3 times, so.
Yeah, exactly. When they say, okay, Mr. Hamill, where would you like us to park your money truck? And he goes, exactly. Just bring it up to the back door. No, wait a minute, empty it into the pool. I want to dive into it like Scrooge McDuck.
Alright, so what else we got?
We've also got the highly anticipated release of Minecraft on the 360, which apparently has Kinect support as well. I was not aware of this, so speaking of somebody who needs more fuck tons of money wheeled to their thing, the people who are behind Minecraft.
Yeah. I'm curious how this will work. I mean, the Kinect support makes me feel a little more confident about it, because you can get, you know, somewhat mouse-like control.
Can I just, like, toss bricks across the screen?
Maybe.
Things that
makes you feel more confident about it? The Kinect control?
It makes me more confident that the experience will make the transit.
Yeah, because we'd always like talked about the idea when they had brought up way back in the day when it's just been for Portal 2, but when they were talking about Steam support for the PS3, I think I got all gushy in the fact of thinking about playing Civilization 5 with moving with the Move support, and how fun that would be.
You know, I like the idea, but there's something about playing a game like that. I don't want to fucking sweat while I'm playing that game. I mean, I hate to be that stereotypical gamer guy, but if I'm sitting down and I want to play a game of Minecraft, the last thing that I want to do is break a sweat while doing it.
Yeah, I don't get the appeal myself just with on it on Xbox, but it's one of those where it's like, theoretically, I'm just saying, if they hadn't had the Xbox support, I'd be really kind of iffy on this,
yeah,
just because I just don't see it working.
It would feel like trying to play SimCity on the Super Nintendo. Like, that was just...
Yeah.
Apparently, to me, that was just an awful experience. Other people apparently loved it, but...
It's because you had the better animation for your mayor guy.
Yeah, but now, it was terrible.
Do you guys play Minecraft on PC?
I do not.
I have not, no.
Okay, well, one of the things is that they tout the game. It's wide open. You can go anywhere you want. Anywhere you can see, you can go. Well, it took what was it? I think they said it took less than 2 hours for people to start downloading the game, realizing that there's invisible walls all over the place. So people are already starting to get pissed about it.
In the 360 version?
Yes, in the 360 version of the game. Hmm. So we'll see. I mean, it sounds to me like they've got an uphill battle, and it's kind of the same situation they ran into with the iOS version of Minecraft. They had similar problems where it didn't have a lot of the tools that people wanted in the game. But I hope they can fix it, because it could be a really nice thing for the 360 to have.
Well, and I think the other real danger with this is how they're going to handle content pushes, because I mean they're always doing stuff to Minecraft. They're adding new things to it, and you know Microsoft don't let you give that away, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they charge, I was actually reading today, to put up a patch or something like that, Microsoft charges the game company $40,000 to do a content push.
Really?
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Huh.
And
wow.
So that's why we're, you know, you get these things where it's like, okay, why isn't things being, aren't, like when we talk about like Skyrim, for example, you know, they want to make sure that they get their money's worth on that bug fix push, because they don't want to have to do it every couple days, because that gets expensive extremely quickly.
But Bethesda would have been bankrupt by now if that would have been the
case. Yeah, exactly. So that, I mean, so there's always that argument. It's like, well, why is this taking so long to get to? It's like, not only is it, you have to do the certification crap, but you also got to, you know, pay them each time.
Mm.
So yep, and you have to pay them to go through certification too. So
yeah, I think that's rolled into that 40,000. I think that's part of that. But
well, but you know, another thing people don't consider is that there are bandwidth costs that are associated with all this stuff. I mean, it's not cheap to push out, you know, a patch sized file to a million people. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's not forget that. So, but I mean, and that's why some games just eventually go unpatched, even if there are bugs, because they don't want to have to pay for all that stuff.
It's like they didn't sell enough to fix the ones they did.
Right.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, how do you justify that as a publisher? If your game sells, you know, 20,000 copies, how do you justify a bug fix, a game-breaking bug fix, when really you barely made your money back if you even were able to do that? So, it's a sad thing.
Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right on. A couple other games we got coming out as well that just released yesterday. Warlock, Master of the Arcane, which we talked about the show. I got a chance to try that out a couple weeks before. Just actually sent my review in for that as well. I mean, the shorts version of it, if you've played Civilization V, you have to pick up this game. I mean, for $20 on Steam, it plays a lot like Civ 5 with a couple little interesting changes to it. But yeah, definitely it's
like, you know, magic.
Well, yes, there's magic to it, but there's also some other changes in there as well. I mean, we had talked about it in great length, you know, a couple episodes ago. So if you want to hear the full version of it, you know, go back a couple weeks.
Yep, and we'll actually throw your review, because your review's up right now.
No, I just sent it in.
Oh, you just sent it in? Okay.
Well, I am looking at it right now.
Oh, that's right. We should say that Blake is technically Mike's boss.
Yes, so both my bosses here right now. This is like the worst interview ever.
That's right. Trust me, if I could fire you, I would have years ago. So that's fine.
Fair enough. We also got Street Fighter X Tekken coming out for the PC,
which I don't get.
I've never understood the appeal of fighting games on the computer. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, you can still plug a USB gamepad into it.
I guess, but
joystick.
You know, is there really this market of people who are only PC, who don't own a console, who play fighting games?
Not really, but I can only think of one justification for that, and that would be somebody who has a PC that they have built into an arcade cabinet that you could install.
Okay,
fair enough. On.
You know, you've got a custom homemade arcade cabinet. You just install your new games on it, and you can play it with your gamepad. But other than that, hell no.
Yeah, you know, this Blake guy's kind of reasonable. We should have him on more often.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you know, I get bored on Wednesday nights.
A couple other things here that not a lot of people care about. There's one here called Datura, coming out for the PS3, that is a game from the creators of Linger in Shadows, utilizing the PS Move motion controller. I know.
And that was a game that's actually, it was worked on a bit by Sony Santa Monica, and I think it's published by Sony, too. So
okay.
It might still be worth taking a look at.
Right. I think Linger in Shadows was, too.
Yeah.
And Linger in Shadows, I played a little bit of. It's a very kind of, it's like the company that makes Linger in Shadows, which whose name escapes me right now. They're kind of like the dark version of that game company, the company that does like Flow and Flower and all of those, where it's like they do like super arty games, but they're just like a weird, like dark, creepy, kind of almost more indie.
So it's like a Tim Burton of video game type thing.
Not so much Tim Burton. I'm thinking more like modern art. Like I think dark, like not like, you know, somewhere between like Tim Burton and Piss Christ, if you remember that, you know, where it's one of those where it's really arty and adult, and they're very experimental and things like that. Because I remember Linger in Shadows, that was really based around the music, and it was and it was kind of trippy and things like that. So they're an interesting company. Yeah. I'll give them that.
Okay.
See, I love the idea behind arty games, like anything by that game company. You instantly have my interest when you say that they're like. They're a darker version of them. I may plunk down the money and check this game out just because of that.
Right on. I've been wanting to get a move for a while.
Don't.
I mean, there's only one game I want to move for, and that's the show.
You know, I want to be able to. It's
not.
No, I had a move. I actually recently got rid of it. It's just, honestly, there's not enough integration in the game. Like they say, oh, well, yeah, you can do everything in the move with the move controller, or everything in the show with the move controllers. It's
for 12. You can now in 11. You could only do Home Run Derby.
Home Run Derby. Yeah. Right. And this one, it's okay. I tried some of the controls. It seems really shoehorned. And at like 20 minutes after I would try to use the move controllers, I'd just be like, screw this and go back to my controller.
Yeah, fair enough. Only other thing of note is the Asura's Wrath Lost Episode 1 is out yesterday for the 360 and PS3.
I need to get that game. That didn't look great, but it looked stupid in Japanese, and which is kind of
which
my
is kind
wheelhouse.
Of your MO.
Yeah. So I'm down for that. I want a good stupid beating people up game.
Skullgirls didn't do it for you.
Well, no, that's a fighting game. I'm talking like a beat 'em up. Like, you know,
so I'll just get you WWE 12.
No, that's too organized. I want like Streets of Rage, you know, those kind of games.
Enough.
Where you're just walking down a hall and beating up everyone you see.
It's actually funny because I recently just for the hell of it on the Super Nintendo started playing Saturday Night Slam Masters again.
For
I don't know why I chose. I'm like, this is the game I'm playing right now.
You know, if you want a lot of good brawlers, I don't know, honestly, I don't know if you do, but do you play games on iOS? Because there are a metric shit ton of them.
I am sans Apple product.
He is. I own more Apple products than he does, and I'm a Microsoft fanboy.
See, you know, I also write for 148 apps, and I review a lot of iPhone games. That's why I ask, because there are a ton of them out there. But, you know, just... if you ever want one. Sorry.
If they had an emulator and I could play them, I'd be awesome. But alas, they don't let you do that.
If you're going to go to the trouble to use an emulator, just fucking download Streets of Rage.
Exactly. There's my point. And Mike, as good of a job you did on the... on the new releases, you neglected one very important thing.
What?
I know nothing about it other than the name. It looks like it's probably an Xbox Live arcade game. It's something called Droppin' Balls.
Droppin' Balls.
And no G, it's Droppin'.
Droppin'
with an apostrophe, balls with a Z.
I'm sorry.
It sounds like a Z game.
I'm sorry that I failed to mention the...
Can't believe you let that one slide by.
The soon-to-be best-selling Xbox Live arcade title that will unseat Pinball FX2 for sure.
It's no Flick Kicker, but it's
you know, we haven't had a good like NFL Flick game released in a while. There was the Flick Kicker, and then there was some other Flick game that released not too long ago, I thought.
The Flick soccer games are pretty solid, actually.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Actually. Flick Kick Chelsea is awesome, but again...
That just sounds like you're kicking a small girl. I'm sorry. Flick Kick Chelsea, it's just...
I'm vehemently already against that game just because it's Chelsea. And being as a Man U supporter, I can't have anything to do with Chelsea.
Well, then you can just buy Flick Kick Soccer. It's the same game. It's just branded for Chelsea. It's like they actually, I don't know why the hell they would, but they went out and they paid extra money to license the colors and the stadium for Chelsea.
Well, a couple of the teams in Premiership have literally a metric fuck ton of money to just throw at whatever they wish. So
just makes no sense. Why would you do that? But anyway, yeah, those games are actually kind of decent.
Right on.
But Flick Kick Chelsea, yes, it does sound like a game where you're abusing someone.
Yeah, just I imagine like a little girl with pigtails and you're just kicking her in the face. Like, I just don't. That's not a game I want to play. I'm sorry.
Depends on if you've had a girlfriend named Chelsea.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. And she had and she had pigtails. Yes. Things that aren't being released, at least not right away, was just announced this week. BioShock Infinite. This is now, I believe, the third time this has been delayed. If memory serves.
See, now this delay worries me a little bit because it's just like either you're trying to put a lot of crap into this game or something's really wrong with it that you've delayed it for yet again another time.
You know, they delayed BioShock twice.
Let's not
forget. The original BioShock was delayed twice, and once it was delayed a month before the game came out. They pushed it back another 3 months, and look how that game turned
out. Yeah, because this was originally supposed to come out in, what, October?
Yeah, it was supposed to be their big fall holiday game.
Yep, and they pushed it back to the end of February next year, and they say, the press release said, when we announced the release date of BioShock Infinite in March, we felt pretty good about the timing. Since then, we've come to realize that some specific tweaks and improvements will make Infinite into something even more extraordinary. Therefore, to give our talented team the time they need, we've decided to move the game's release to February 26, 2013.
I hope this is just to tweak the robot George Washington's. That's what I'm looking forward to.
That would be awesome. Now, the one thing that I saw the most buzz about was people bitching that it wasn't going to be at E3. Why is that what they're concerned about here? I don't get it. I don't understand. You're giving the developer more time to make the game, well, at least presumably better than what they thought they could do with the previous version. And so why would they want to drag developers away from getting the game done when it seems like it's already behind schedule? Why would you want them to drag more people away from that to try to get a build ready for E3? It just seems silly.
Exactly. I mean, because even if you did show something at E3, it's going to be a broken product that'll give it bad press.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, ultimately, it's the internet who's just like, we want to see something now.
We want our game now, and we want it to be awesome.
We want to see
pretty much what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then this goes back to my whole thing. I don't want to hear about a game until 90 days before it comes out. That's just my rule.
That's craziness.
I realize I'm crazy, but I've come to accept that. So
the PR machine. It just doesn't work that way, man.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't work that way, but that doesn't mean I appreciate that.
You got to remember, we're in the times now where we announce an announcement.
Yep.
So. I know, and a little...
countdowns to an announcement of an announcement.
And a little piece of me dies every time I see one of those. Now, one of the theories behind this, besides the stated one where they want to, you know, tweak it and all that stuff, is that this would be competing against Black Ops 2 and Assassin's Creed 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's valid because, I mean, especially Black Ops, like Assassin's Creed, you know, that's going to be a big game regardless, but the BioShock and the Black Ops, I mean, they're both first person shooters. I mean, obviously they're very different in terms of theme and style, but
I mean, in there's a little bit of validity to that in the fact that Black Ops 2, the pre-order has already surpassed that of any other Call of Duty game that has ever come out.
And I really think that's going to be their big competition. Or at least that's what they were thinking of.
I mean,
yeah, you know, they say that, but you know, I think there's one other dark horse that people are not thinking about. Borderlands 2 can come in here and take a big chunk of the audience.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I think that actually, if there were somebody to be worried about, I think it would actually be Borderlands 2 more than Assassin's Creed 3 at this point.
Yeah.
And when does Borderlands come out? Is that...
It's
next year?
Borderlands is in the same window.
It's in the same window? Okay.
Yeah, as Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that one might be a bigger one. But, you know, the other thing was that there were rumors, at least according to Michael Pachter of Webbush, I can't talk about his name, sorry. Michael Pachter of Webbush Morgan Securities was saying that at least his theory was, well, maybe they're pushing it back because GTA 5 will be ready in time for the holidays.
I do not see that.
I don't see it either, because as I've stated before online and to other people, name me a time Rockstar has ever put out more than one game in a year.
Are you counting when they had like
I'm talking
iOS and DS games all the
no,
time?
No, no, no. I'm talking like console games.
Like tentpole games.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I also think if GTA was going to come out this year, okay, it would have to be announced at E3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Which means, what does that put that at, June or so?
Yeah.
Isn't that E3? I'm always shaky on the dates.
E3 is first week in June.
First week in June. So it's actually in a couple weeks. So that would give them, and it would probably come out maybe October, November.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, what, 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way Rockstar, I mean, Christ, we've been hearing about Max Payne 3 since, you know.
That's a different studio. It's a completely different studio working on that game.
It doesn't matter. It's still that PR machine that we were talking about.
The PR machine of Rockstar knows no bounds either. I mean,
we heard about Grand Theft Auto 4 a year and a half before it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but wouldn't it make sense that maybe this is why BioShock isn't attending E3? Because then what else does 2K have to Take-Two have to show? Just saying.
I mean, they could be showing this E3. It doesn't mean that it's going to be coming out.
What I'm saying is, if they were going for that release window, it would make sense that they would be doing Grand Theft Auto this year, because they've already established that BioShock isn't going to be there. So what else would they be showing at E3? They would be showing Grand Theft Auto, maybe in prep for winding up the machine for launch.
Yeah, no, I could see them showing it at E3. I just don't think it's going to be coming out this year.
I could see it happening.
Unless their plan is to do absolutely nothing new with it from 4, and they're basically just taking the engine for 4 and slapping a new story on it with some updated graphics, that's...
4 was 3, or no, was it 4 years ago? 3 years ago.
It was 3 years ago. It was 2009.
And that really depends on how long they've been working on it since, you know, before they announced it, too. So,
yeah,
I mean, I don't
know.
I mean, there's all those factors, and I guess to me, Grand Theft Auto seems a little more fine-tuned than your Call of Duty or Madden, where it's basically you just update the same game.
You know, there is one other thing to think about, though. Rockstar, do you really think they are even beginning to worry about having to advertise for a Grand Theft Auto game? That game sells itself. You just say there's a new Grand Theft Auto and people will be there to buy it.
Yeah, but, you know, Rockstar is notorious for whoring themselves out in advertising.
And you could say the same thing about Call of Duty Black Ops. You could say the same thing about...
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know, and we're already getting blitzed with advertisements for Call of Duty. So, yeah. I mean...
Well, between Call of Duty and Halo, it's silly right now.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, you know what, though? I see your point. Mm-hmm. I see the point that, you know, they could do this, because the more I think about it, they did have a trailer, you know, months ago for Grand Theft Auto 5, so it's not like this would come out of nowhere, but I just think that they would really have to gear up that promotional effort from E3 to late fall.
But, you know, I think they're more than up to the task.
It's possible. It'd be a hell of an interesting couple weeks. That's for sure.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. And you know, if they could make it happen, I would be so pleased if they could make that game happen so quickly. Because then in theory, it would be that what you wanted. It would be giving you 3 months notice, and then the game's in your lap.
I guess that this is going to be very interesting E3, and I don't want to go into E3 predictions right now, but it'll be a very interesting E3 because there's several companies that really need help. You know, I think of like EA with their stock price right now, and I think of some of the other things, like they need something big, and that's going to, there's a little bit of that tinge of desperation. There's a little bit of tinge of that bubble bursting.
God, I'm trying to think what EA's got.
That's the thing. Yeah. EA's gonna,
they've got EA Sports.
Yeah, they've got Madden.
They've got everything. Everything BioWare.
Mm-hmm.
Although,
if I can go off topic for a bit, in there, the stuff I've seen from Madden this year looks like they've made some substantial changes to the presentation on it now.
Yeah.
So that might be worth. You know, I'm pleased as punch that they've gotten rid of fucking Chris Collinsworth.
Amen. Whoever's in EA's office that made that decision, I would gladly go and kiss them right on the face.
Right.
Seriously. Chris Collinsworth.
Ditto.
Oh, Jesus. So annoying.
Now, as long as they've recorded more than the same five lines of dialogue for the announcing, then, you know, we should be good. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of changes in the presentation, and it looks like some tweaks this year. So, and it's gonna have Kinect support, which I'm curious to see. They have not announced yet, but I'm curious to see. Well, no, they've revealed that it's gonna have Kinect support. They haven't said what. What I want to have happen, and what I've been saying for years, is I want to be able to call audibles through the Kinect. I want to be able to do all of my play calling.
Just like, yelling at your Kinect?
Pretty much.
It's what he does anyway.
Yeah, that's what I do anyways when I'm playing Madden. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, throw the fucking ball.
Yeah, I don't think that command will work.
Yeah, that one probably won't stand up. I'm going to go out on a limb and
like,
say.
Quit getting sacked, Christian Ponder. Although, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't think quit getting hit will help you much either.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I was just thinking some of the stuff that EA was going to be having. They announced that there was going to be a new Dead Space game.
That is true.
Yeah, that's right.
They did announce that.
Fiscal year. I'm just trying to think. There was one other game that they were talking about. I can't remember from their earnings call last week. Drawing a brain fart all of a sudden.
Maybe any DLC for Mass Effect 3, like the new
they'll
ending?
The epilogue will be coming out around E3, so we'll probably be hearing more about that. But yeah, I could see them doing another big DLC.
Mm-hmm.
What's to stop them from announcing another Mass Effect game? Or something in the Mass Effect universe. Maybe not a proper Mass Effect sequel, but something in that world.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah.
I mean,
Garrus gets his own game.
Yeah, you know, that was something that I've actually heard people talking about because he was such a central character to the game. Like a character like Garrus getting his own spin-off game, or maybe like
Liara,
one of the core characters, Liara or Rex, one of those guys. Mm. Or maybe a game where you play different missions as characters from that core squad.
Mass Effect Tactics.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, the multiplayer version, or the multiplayer in Mass Effect 3, that originally was going to be a separate game along Mass Effect Tactics. The best idea I heard was actually, if I must give credit where credit's due, was actually from Wombat from the Cheap Ass Gamer podcast. He said that Mass Effect 4 should be someone, could be Shepard, could be Ashley, could be somebody, but basically rebuilding the Spectres.
That could be kind of cool.
So it'd be like after everything that happens in Mass Effect 3, they have to rebuild kind of society. And part of that is rebuilding the Spectres. I'm like, that could be really fun.
That would be really
fun. Wait a minute. That would require them to actually explain the jackass ending of the game.
Well, we're not going to go there right now.
Sorry. I'm slightly bitter still. But you know, the one thing that I had heard that they originally were entertaining, along with the multiplayer being a separate game, was a squad-based shooter built around the Mass Effect universe, like a Ghost Recon, like a GRAW type game.
Yeah,
those characters.
Hmm.
I could totally see that. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That could be very cool.
Yeah.
Maybe they have another Medal of Honor to release.
They actually probably do. They still think that
game is going to be worthwhile.
Well, here's another thing. We still haven't heard absolutely anything about what Respawn is working on. The guys, West and Zampella, the two that left Call of Duty developers, they went over to EA. We still have not heard anything about what they're working on. So I'll bet you that will be one of their big announcements come E3.
It's very well possible.
You heard it here first.
There you go.
Yeah. Woo!
All
exclusive.
Right.
Exclusive. Enjoy. Sorry.
Yeah, no welcome. No problem. Just you got to promise not to publish anything about that for another couple weeks. So we have the exclusive.
He's going to say it tomorrow on his show.
We're going to give you an NDA on something you came up with yourself.
What the fuck? How can you copyright my words?
It's the internet, man. We can do whatever we want. Draw something that I know both Mike and I played up until recently.
As did I.
A couple months ago, they were bought by Zynga for $200 million. And since then, they have completely fallen in the toilet. OMG Pop, the game's developer, is now under bankruptcy. And according to the company called
Web... Wow, really? That's quick.
Hold on. I didn't know they went into bankruptcy.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
That's called being a dick to your former employees. That's what that...
I don't know. It's a recent... Well, it might have something to do with the fact that according to this this Facebook app tracking company... the users of Draw Something have dropped by 5 million daily users in the last month.
Yeah.
And the previous month, they had another like drop of several million users.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is like the second month of losses month over month. So this is not good at all.
Yeah, I mean, I deleted mine the day after the CEO made the disparaging comments about the employee who went public about not going with Zynga, just because I thought they were so absurd.
Yeah, you know, I was shocked when Zynga was willing to pay that kind of money for a game that, honestly, it seems pretty simple that they could rip off themselves like they've done with every other game.
Right, right.
So, I mean, they did the same thing with Tiny Tower, where they offered to buy the developer, and the developer told them to pound sand, so they went and made their own game.
Mm-hmm.
They could have easily done that here. But well, and I think now it's coming around to bite them in the ass.
Yeah, if OMG Pop had given them the same treatment that the Tiny Tower guys did, I'm sure they would have come up with their own game. My favorite little Draw Something story, though, is that they're now experimenting with, you know, in the word choices that you have, you know, to pick what you're going to draw, they're inserting ads.
Yeah, I saw that, like sponsored word choices.
Sponsored words. And I thought that was kind of weird when I was just seeing, like, actual, like, proper names and things like that in there, and I'm like, that could be I saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
where they could, you know, sell words, because then not only do you have that, it's basically one ad or it's two ad impressions for the price of one, plus you get someone really thinking about the product, and so they can actually draw it.
Ooh, I gotta draw Doritos.
That'd be really easy, just a triangle.
Yeah, but with your drawing, I might not know what to
I'm actually very pissed, and I'm going to send this article to Ashley because she gives me so much shit for my drawing of the lion. The picture in this joystick, I think this is a joystick. No, this is BBC News Technology. The picture in this article is almost identical to my drawing of the lion. And I'm like, it's nice. Good enough for the BBC, damn it.
Well, did you see the one that I saw online that was hilarious? Was the thing that people got was Rihanna. And it showed somebody with their face bleeding in a microphone, and then another guy like swinging through on a punch.
Nice.
And that was supposed to be Rihanna. Yeah, classy.
Well,
good work.
To be fair, Evan, we did win the war. So
what?
Well, you said it's good enough for the BBC. In America, it's different.
No,
the higher standards.
No, I hold the Brits to higher standards than I do Ashley. I'm sorry.
Well, and the thing is, though, people are saying, oh, wow, they're losing lots of users. Who didn't see this coming? There's not much else you can do with this concept of a game.
Oh, it's very fatty.
And honestly, there's no... I find it hard to explain to people who are... Especially people who are gamers that... Well, what are you playing? I'm playing this game called Draw Something. What do? You explain it to them. Where's the game there? It's Pictionary.
Yeah,
it's
Pictionary.
And is there any way to win? Is there any way to lose? No. It's just you get the answer wrong and you end your streak. There's no real game there.
Yeah.
They need to throw in something like leaderboards and competition and things that actually...
Achievement points.
It, yeah.
Or chivos or something.
Something to actually give you a goal to shoot for other than having a longer streak than your buddy. I mean, that's where the game ultimately fails is... The idea behind it is you're supposed to keep people coming back. There's nothing that makes people want to come back and play this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's mindless drivel.
Right, and once you've played the game for, you know, a few days, I think I lasted a week playing it, and then I was just like, forget this. This is silly. It's a waste of my time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I have the choice between, well, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to play a game on my PS Vita, am I going to play MLB The Show, or am I going to go over to my iPhone and scribble with my finger? No, of course not. I'm going to play an actual game.
Right.
But anyway, I don't understand why Zynga didn't see this coming to begin with, and I guess they're getting what they have coming to them finally.
For once.
Well, and
yes,
not to defend Zynga, because that would be stupid, but to be fair, this has been the first one that's really coming back to bite him in the ass. I mean, for a long time, I'm sure there was an attitude at Zynga that they could do no wrong.
Yeah, we were invincible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, every turd that they touched turned to gold.
That's exactly.
So they were buying up people left and right and, you know, taking rebranding all these games and being tremendously successful. And for once, they didn't decide to just gank somebody's idea and make their own version of it. Well, now, guess what? They could potentially be taking a $200 million bath on this. So let's see if they'll actually consider buying that developer next time or instead developing their own equivalent in-house again. I bet you they go back to doing that. Because, I mean, it's less of a risk, really.
Yeah.
One would hope, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although, which is worse? I mean, it's almost, to me, at six of one, half dozen of the other, buying somebody out or ripping them off.
Well, you know, honestly, when you've got as much money as they do right now, I don't think that's as much of a concern, really.
Yeah.
Lawyers are cheap, at least relatively.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, yes, they tend to be a little cheap.
Let's put it this way. Lawyers are cheaper than 200 mil.
Yeah, well, I mean, just think of it this way. If they had instead went out and made their own version of Draw Something, OMG Pop was a developer with, I think, 20 people staff, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they have the money to go after somebody the size of Zynga?
No.
No, well, absolutely not.
That was basically what the Tiny Tower guys said. It's like, right. Yeah, we can piss and moan, but there's really nothing we can do about it.
Right, the Nimblebit. There's two guys that originally developed that game out of their mother's garage. What are they going to do against a multi-million-dollar corporation that has IPOs, they have a CEO, they have a staff of 500 people? Yeah, you're not going to have a leg to stand on in court against these guys. They will just demolish you.
That is true.
If anything, they'll just give you a little money to go away.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
My standards are low.
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy me out. It's fine.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. So I'm going to skip the piss and play just because we're already at an hour, so all right.
Sorry, I have a tendency to run my mouth too
much. It's all right, man. That's good content.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
No problem. So now we got some games here. Mm-hmm. I know Blake, we're both playing Awesome Knots.
Yeah, I played that a little bit last night, actually, because it comes free with the PlayStation Plus. So I was like, hey, yeah, I don't have to pay for this game. Absolutely, I'll check it out.
It's amazing what your barrier to entry is when it's free.
Yeah, exactly. You know, for the extremely low cost of nothing, yeah, I'll give it a try. What did you think of it?
It's weird. Like, I played it for a little while.
Yep.
And I'm familiar with the whole, you know, the MOBA thing with League of Legends and all of that stuff. And I like the concept, and I like that it's single player, side-scrolling. And, you know, it's somewhat simplistic. You know, you're not dealing with, you know, dozens of powers and combinations of things. It's a little more simplified because, you know, each character's got two special abilities and a potential like four or five upgrades to those. So, you know, you're not really dealing with, you know, there's not a huge meta game there, which I think turns people off of games like League of Legends and things like that.
Right, exactly.
And I played it for a while. I'm like, okay, this is kind of fun, but I didn't really see myself playing a lot of it. And then I found a whole bunch of people online that play it. And then it became like the best game ever because it was just like,
what?
Oh, yeah, it was just one of those where it's like, okay, this is to me the value of this game is playing it with other people, playing with people that you know.
Well, it's primarily multiplayer anyway, isn't it? Because otherwise you're just playing against bots.
Yes, but although I do like the fact that you can level up playing by yourself.
Well, that's probably let's face it, who wants to go online and just get their asses hammered
for,
you know, 10 straight games? No, I would much rather go and get shamed maybe by a bot, but then I'm at least leveling up and earning things that I can take into the multiplayer, because otherwise it's going to be the most demeaning experience ever.
That is true.
Like most online games.
Like most online games. That's right.
True. And I really like the aesthetic of the game. I wasn't fortunate enough to find a group of people that I wanted to play the game with, because I probably spent maybe an hour, hour and a half in it, and I'm just kind of like, meh, it's not my thing. Had I known, honestly, what the game was, I almost considered buying it on 360 back before I had heard that I could get it for free on PlayStation Plus. If I would have done that, I would have probably ended up with buyer's remorse, because it wasn't what I was expecting at all. You know, just kind of I don't know how to describe it other than it's like an 8-bit side-scrolling version of something like Star Wars Battlefront. kind of. I mean,
I could see that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't play a lot of games like League of Legends or Dota, things like that. But it's just, I don't know. I guess it's not my cup of tea. I'm sure there's lots of people that are, and the art style is really cool. I like that.
The art style is fantastic. Just the whole kind of attitude of it is very, it's very kind of 80s, 90s cartoon. Again, back to the Silverhawks thing.
Right. I was thinking Saturday morning cartoon when I was seeing the at least some of the pregame cinematic stuff. I was like, wow, this looks, it looks really cool. It's really cute. And it reminded me of something that if I was younger, I would have absolutely loved to play. Now, here's one thing that I do like about it is it does have couch play. And that's something that not enough games have anymore.
Yeah, it's got local split screen, which I've not tried because I have no friends.
Yeah, I haven't either.
You know, you just never invite me over.
Well, I want to invite friends over.
Oh,
so.
Oh I see.
That's not very nice.
Eh, well. But yeah, no, I like I guess my only complaint is that, you know, for all of the simplification things like that, I almost kind of want, I think they may have overcorrected a little bit because
made it too easy.
Not too easy, but just that it's too simple. Or I guess maybe my bigger problem is that you don't, and this could be just a function that I've only played against bots, and maybe the progression's a little quicker with the if you play online more. But it's like I just unlocked my first player. My first extra character. Mm-hmm. And I think I've put like maybe 5-6 hours into it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And like the you don't get the first, like I'm level like 4. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you don't get your second arena until you're like level 12. So, I mean, it's like, you're not even, you're seeing the exact same level for a long time.
I'm guessing probably if you played it online, you're going to level up quicker.
Yeah, and that's
like the way to incentivize you to go out there and try it.
Yeah, and I certainly would admit to that. But and that's even the dumber thing. It's like, yes, I found this group of players, but I haven't played with any of them yet. But it's just knowing that there's people out there that played on PS3 because I got it on PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that there's people I know that have this game, it made me want to play it more, which sounds weird, but maybe I'm growing a social habit. I don't know why.
Well, it's probably something where you're thinking to yourself, well, once I get to the point where I actually want to play it online, you want to know that there's an audience there. They're waiting for you instead of it being like one of these games now where 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks after the game launches, you go into an online lobby and it's empty. Absolutely. It's a ghost town.
Yeah.
You don't want that. So if you know that there's people that are waiting on the other side, it makes it a whole lot easier to justify investing the time.
Absolutely. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that the developer can continue to support it and keep giving, because I mean, they've already got spaces open for future characters.
There's got to be stuff already out there ready to go. Like,
oh, yeah.
They have, because a game like this, you've got to have it balanced way out in the lead of your launch. So instead of having to go and rebalance every single character when you release the DLC, you just have it ready when you're developing the game, mm-hmm. so that it's just ready. You just choose the point where you want to flip the switch and have it go live. Or at least have it go live for people to pay for and buy it.
Exactly. My other complaint. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, which would justify why it's being given away for free to PlayStation Plus subscribers. Because
that
if you have paid DLC later, makes it a little easier to justify it being monetized versus, you know, hey, you're getting it for free and then you get DLC for free. It's just they would be taking a gigantic loss on Sony's behalf, which I don't see any small developer that actually just filed for bankruptcy.
Well, the publisher's the publisher is bankrupt, but the developer is still fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
it's DTP that is the one that's going bankrupt.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess I
or insolvent, I think, is the technical term they're using. So.
Okay. So if they were in the UK, it would be they're entering administration.
Yeah, something like that. Because it's a German publisher, I believe. So.
Oh, okay.
It's something funky like that. My other complaint.
Administration Scheisenhauser or something like that.
I'm sure it's something like that. My other complaint is, it may be just because I have 4 characters, but I get the same character every time I hit random, which I like. I like Froggy G, but I kind of want to play some of the other ones. The fact that they have a hip-hop spouting frog, like, that's just awesome to me. I don't know why. It reminds me of, like, Earthworm Jim and Toe Jam and Earl and, like, that era of games,
oh,
where
God,
it's just like, we need to have a hip-hop something here. And he's got like the kid and play flat top. It's he's awesome. But,
sorry, I'm having flashbacks to Parappa the Rappa. Sorry.
Yeah, nice. very similar to that. So Blake, yes. what else you playing, sir?
Well, I've got one game that I've heard will incite small riots with amongst some of you. I'm playing some L.A. Noir. Yeah,
what is it with our guests playing L.A. Noir?
I don't know.
It's like apparently it's had this resurgence, and well, like all of our guests are playing it now. I don't know why.
Well, what it comes down to is honestly, I don't have any recent releases right now that are heavily on my radar. I've played through most of the things that I've wanted to as of late. And so I was just like, you know, here's a game that it's been sitting on my pile of shame for a long time, and I wanted to finally take a crack at it. And so I've pulled it out, and I've played it probably 12 hours in now. I mean, I'm not that far into the game, but because it was, I just, at least for me as an observer, I wanted to see what the facial tech that everybody had been, you know, so enamored with. I wanted to see what all the buzz was about. And I gotta say, I mean, it looks good, but I don't think it's as good as people were saying it was.
No, I mean,
people were touting it to be the second coming of Christ in terms of video games, and I was just like, you know, I don't see that. I don't really see the. I mean, it looks good. Don't get me wrong. It looks damn good, but it wasn't the progression that I was expecting.
I think what ruins it is that it's really well animated faces on regularly animated bodies.
Yeah,
that's right. It kind of looks like when you would go to Disney and you'd go on the Haunted Mansion. It looks like the mannequins because it's a mannequin face with just a face projected onto it. It just looks flat, yeah. One-dimensional, mm-hmm. And it just doesn't look right. Honestly, it looks like a facial Mr. Potato Head. You're just waiting to see what eyes and mouth they stick on it.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah.
I have other complaints, but we won't get into that anymore.
No, please don't.
Well, that said, I mean, I'm enjoying what I've played so far. I think I just got promoted to Homicide. So I think maybe my second Homicide mission is what I'm on right now, but either way, what I've played so far, I like. I don't know that I will necessarily be coming back to it anytime soon because actually, you know, with Max Payne coming out and God help me, Diablo 3. Diablo 3 is going to steal my fucking soul.
I know. I'm like, shit, I have to write other crap during that time, don't I?
Yeah, I know. Well, and here's the worst part. Diablo comes out May 15th. I get married May 26th. So yeah,
solid couple weeks there.
Well, you know, I told my fiance, I go, well, you know, this will work out. You know, I'll just take the 2 weeks leading up to our wedding off, and then the week after, you know, for the honeymoon, it'll be great. You know, my employer gives me a month off, right? She goes, no. How many days do I get? You get 6 days. Oh, okay. So I'm just gonna have to take Diablo 3 into work. I have a feeling that wouldn't go over that well with my bosses. Just gonna go out on a limb there.
Well,
but,
you know.
Yeah,
give it a shot.
Between that and Max Payne, I don't foresee myself coming back to it all that soon. But no. You know, there's something else on my pile of shame that I probably would even get to before that. And a lot of my co-hosts on the other podcasts I do gave me endless amounts of shit for it because I still haven't played Red Dead Redemption yet.
Oh.
I own it. I have it sitting on my shelf, and I actually chose to play L.A. Noire over that, which I'm kind of wondering what the fuck I was thinking.
I may have to slap you on Friday just for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I will get to it. I promise. I've promised myself that I will. It's just a matter of finding. I've even bought the Undead. What is it?
Undead Nightmare?
Yeah, I actually bought the DLC for the game, not even owning the game, knowing that at some point I will come back and play it. I just hadn't found the time up until this point. So
okay, you guys are not allowed to make fun of me ever again.
Why?
Yeah,
because there's clearly something, someone crazier than
no,
I.
No, your neuroses are still way worse than that.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of new stuff too. I mean, I just finished up Mass Effect 3, you know, a month or two back. Been playing a lot of MLB The Show.
I'm afraid to play you in that now because I've had so little time to get to that. I bet I suck something fierce at it now.
No, I'd probably beat you like a rented mule.
Well, and plus, like I said, like I insist on using the Twins, who are just god awful this year. So
yeah, well, hey, there's an advantage of being a Tigers fan right about now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, actually, one of the other games that I've been playing, and you guys may laugh at me for it, but I have a PlayStation Vita that I've been using to review some games, and the game that I've been playing, I've been finding myself getting drugged back into, is a game called Treasures of Montezuma Blitz. Now think Bejeweled Blitz, but on the PlayStation Vita, and it's a free game. I'm kind of ashamed of myself, but I keep coming back to this game every single day, playing my five turns or whatever it is before I run out of time, and then I just put it away. It's one of those where I just get a small enough dose of it that I never get sick of it, but at the same time, there's nothing special about this. It's really, it's fucking Bejeweled, and I'm fully willing to cop to that, but for some reason, I just want to keep coming back and playing it. Probably just because I'm looking for a justification to use my Vita right now because there's nothing new coming out.
No, see, so. I actually will play Bejeweled on my phone, so I'm... So I will freely admit that.
Yeah, but so. I mean, I've consistently came back and played this game, and it's a freemium game too. That's the worst part, because I've had times where it's like, well, would you like to pay $1 and unlock and replenish all of your five turns and do it all over again? And there's been times where my finger has hovered over buy and went, no, are you stupid? Why would you do that? You can wait 3 hours and come back and play it all over again. What are you thinking? And I bought it once. And I hate myself for it.
That's all right. I've been guilty of the same thing. You know, on the show, going back to that, where you can buy extra points for your Road of the Show character?
You bastard!
You're the
worst kind of person!
I think last year I spent, I don't remember, had to be at least $30 on new points for my show character.
You should be ashamed of yourself. That's despicable.
Yeah, I got sick of pitching in the minors, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to make you...
Oh, there is a fix for that. Try sucking less.
Well,
sorry, yeah. I don't mean to be a dick, but man, that's despicable.
No, I got really mad when I had a record of 15-4 with a like under 3 ERA, and they didn't call me up to the majors, so I'm like, fine, I'm going to make myself have like a super-ass fast fastball. And stuff.
Well, did I tell you that in this year's game, I got called up to the majors like super fast. Like after my first season, like mm-hmm. I started in the majors the next season, and my first game of that season, I threw a perfect game.
Nice.
I threw a perfect game, got the trophy, everything. It was freaking amazing.
Yeah, because they don't have the thing like that they have for 2K's baseball game.
Oh well, yeah, you got to throw the perfect game.
Yeah.
Then they rank you. Well, they had a big controversy with that, too.
They did. I didn't remember reading much about it, but yeah, there was some controversy that apparently there's a way to cheat.
Yeah, because what you can do is they rate teams by the difficulty in their lineup. So, like, say you're a really shitty pitcher. Say you pick one of the Twins pitchers, and you're going against the Tigers, where you've got a strong batting team. You're going to be ranked more. You're going to get a better point ranking if you throw that perfect game, because you're going with a mediocre pitcher against a better batting team.
Right.
Well, what happens is they just give a team a base score. Like, you know, say the Tigers is a difficulty of 4, so it's a x4 multiplier, and your pitcher is bad, so you get an extra x2 multiplier on top of that. Mm. What happens is it's just applied to the team. So right before the game starts, you go out and you switch out the players on the roster, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect that multiplier. You could change it out and give them all their bench players, and it wouldn't matter. And so you're pitching against, in theory, a crappier lineup, but you're still getting that benefit of the multiplier.
Huh.
That was where people were exploiting the game.
Okay.
And apparently 3 of the 7 people that got called back to like try to pitch in the live competition in order to win the money, like 4 of, I think it was either 3 or 4 of those 7 used that exploit.
Huh.
So there was a lot of people bitching and moaning about that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, let's see here. Was there anything? Honestly, I don't remember if there was anything else on my list. I was playing Trials Evolution. That game is so much fun. Have you guys been playing that?
No, I haven't given that
one a try. My Xbox cacked itself, so no, I have not played that.
And I was so bad at Trials HD that I had a hard time like being like, do I really want to deal with that physics again?
It's so much fun. I love that game so much.
I'm sure if I actually like sat down and tried to learn the physics in that game, I would probably have a blast with it.
See, but the physics destroy me. They absolutely kick my ass. I will be the first person to admit I am terrible at this game. But it's just so much damn fun to play. And I just, I don't know what it is about it that I must be a glutton for punishment because I keep coming back.
Yeah, apparently. Because like, well,
here's the thing, like, it's the first game that I can think of in recent memory where I feel like one of those elderly grandparents that you see videos playing video games where they're tilting the controller and turning and leaning, you know, trying, they're playing a driving game on the system, but instead they're physically turning the controller upside down and, you know, trying to turn it. I find myself doing that playing this game. I know I look like a moron playing it, but you know what? It's just so much fun. I don't care because I'm enjoying myself. And I guess I've gotten to the point now where as long as I'm not as concerned as playing the hardcore games as I am just having fun with things. And I'm glad that I've finally gotten to that point.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something I've had to do in my older age as well, to get to a point where I'm like, just give me something that's fun and enjoyable.
Well, and when your time is limited, when you're an adult and you have a job and you've got responsibilities, you don't want to waste your time playing some piece of shit that's just going to make you angry and want to chuck your controller at someone. You want
to. But yet I still play Madden every year.
Again, with the maybe try sucking less? Anyway, but yeah, I think that's my laundry list that I've been playing through this week.
Yeah,
sadly, all I've been playing is Awesome Knots because I've been stupidly busy lately, and
I hear you there.
And my Xbox killed itself. So
when did that happen, by the way?
Like a week and a half ago.
Did the old Sepku?
Yeah, pretty much.
E74 error.
Yeah.
Oh, the graphics card problem.
Yeah.
So.
The you worst of the worst.
That is fixable, though.
I know. It's. I keep going back and forth.
Like we have a place around here that'll do it for him for relatively cheap, and he's still kind of going and forth.
I know somebody who did it. I think they spent $40 out of pocket to get like one of the kits online, and they were able to fix it and get their Xboxes working. And it sure beats having to buy a whole new console.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, at this point, it's more of the. I have a working PS3 with a fairly large backlog. I also have a lot of other non-gaming crap to do, and we're getting into that point of the dads and grads era in a couple mm-hmm. months. So we're gonna be seeing more deals and things like that. In fact, I actually saw Best Buy's doing a refurb of the 250 gig one for like $150, like half off. So
that's not bad.
Yeah, so I'm like, that's almost made me tempted just to bite on that.
Yeah.
Is that an old 360 or the slims?
It's the 250. It's the skinny one.
Oh wow,
jeez.
So yeah, I mean it's a refurb, but I mean it's still, bought from Best Buy. So
a refurb that could just be something where somebody bought it, decided that they didn't want it,
exactly,
and bring it right back. There could be nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. So I mean I'm playing it. I'm one of those where I'm going to take advantage. I can afford to wait a little bit because I got enough other else to do. So, but if it comes down to, I'll definitely have a new one by Assassin's Creed because I need to buy that game.
Oh
so,
God, yeah, I, yeah.
So I mean,
you guys are keen on. I'm sorry. I guess I'm in a vacuum when it comes to Assassin's Creed. I just. I didn't realize there were people that were excited for that game.
It's more the I'm excited for the atmosphere they're putting this game in.
Oh, like the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, the Revolutionary War, and you're some native guy who's got, can shoot bow and arrow and throw tomahawks and crap, and I'm like, that just fucking looks awesome.
See, for me, I'm a little more hardcore about it. For me, Assassin's Creed is right up there with Mass Effect in terms of my favorite franchises of this generation. So
you will stand by the first Assassin's Creed game?
Oh, the first Assassin's Creed game was a mess.
Oh yeah,
Okay, I'm not stupid.
At least you're not one of those delusional bastards who are like, oh, that game was the best game ever.
No, I cop to all of the flaws of all of the games, but it's one of those where it's just I'm drawn to those games in a way that pretty much no other series does for me. Even
is it the fiction?
I think that's a big part of it. I think it's also just I like how the game plays. Like I like those kind of open world games. Like I'm a big fan. I just finished Prototype a couple weeks ago. I'm a big fan of those kind of games where it's kind of the free roaming kind of various levels of mayhem kind of games.
Like the GTA open world, raise your own hell kind of game.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So
I take you would have liked a game like Crackdown or something like that.
I enjoyed Crackdown.
That game is so good.
And you finished the Saboteur.
I played through and really,
oh, really,
I really enjoyed the Saboteur. I was really disappointed that there's not going to be another one of those. You know,
you were like the one person in the world.
I know.
No, because I had it too, although I never get around to finishing it, but
yeah.
I really liked it as well.
So, I mean, I love those kind of games. And Grand Theft Autos have always been, especially the fourth one, I've been kind of a little more soft on that because I'm not big into the vehicle part of it. But if I can just run around doing shit, like that to me is kind of fun.
Sure.
So I would definitely have a new Xbox by Assassin's Creed 3 time, come hell or high water.
You wouldn't play it on PS3? Oh, it's being able to import, right?
I don't think you can do imports.
No.
But it's just one of those where I've played it all on Xbox on all of these. So
okay.
I don't like swapping.
Yeah. See, for me, I would be like, oh God, I can't get achievements for it. I don't give two shits about trophies, but if you tell me that I couldn't get achievements for it, yeah, then I would be buying a new 360 immediately.
Yeah,
I'm one of those sick bastards.
I'm kind of that way too.
I am too. The number means something to me. I don't know why,
exactly.
But it means something to me.
You know, my fiance joked with me, and because she's not a gamer, she doesn't really enjoy games, and she said that she had a couple of boyfriends that would play Xbox, and she goes, yeah, when I would look at that gamer score thing, you know what I thought of? Okay, that's the number of times that they passed up sex for playing games. Huh. I was like, that's so sad, honey. It's so sad.
Man. I'd be so fucked.
or you wouldn't be.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Just like, because I'm over the 10,000 mark.
Am I higher than you?
I think you're a little higher than me,
But I'm also an achievement whore, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the almost near 13,000 at this point, so.
Can I whip out my gamer score?
Oh, please do.
I think I'm on the doorstep of 49,000.
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
That's impressive.
Well, the thing is, I remember it was 2 years ago, my goal was to hit 50,000. And that at that point, I was at 46. And then I started dating my soon-to-be wife. And suddenly that all changes.
Priorities change.
Oh, no. It's like when Laurel used to work nights. I mean, I logged 130 hours into Fallout 3.
Oh, hey, Heather's on 10 hours a week overtime. So I've got a good couple hours when there's no one home but me. So.
Yeah. That's my fiance. She works nights as a nurse, and so that's my time for editing articles, podcasts, and playing a game when I can actually find time. So, yeah. I can totally sympathize. But yeah, I totally understand. Wow, how did we get way over here?
I don't know. But Mike, have you been playing anything?
Yeah, I mean, as we talked about before, I've been playing some more of the Warlock, Master of the Arcane.
I'm glad that's out because you got me excited.
You've got to give it a try. I mean, it's $20. It's a lot of fun, and there's some interesting little changes to it. Like I said, I threw my article up, so if you really want to read it, whenever it goes up,
it'll probably be going up. Just for the listeners, it'll probably be going up Monday or Tuesday of the week following.
There you go. You've heard it right there. But no, I mean, I've had a lot of fun with that. But for some weird reason, and I was talking with Laurel about this morning, I've really been on a kick to play on the PC and play, like, very PC-type games, like, if that makes any sense. Like, I've been on a... I went through and, like, you bought me Tales of Monkey Island, like, the whole series.
I did.
I think, like, 2 years ago.
A while ago, yeah.
And I've just never gotten around to it. And the past week, I went from episode 2 to finishing it. Just because I was like on this big kick to just get it done. And I was like, wow, it's really good. And I want to keep playing it and just finding out what happens at the end of it.
Now, hold on. Is this Tales of Monkey Island?
Yeah,
by Take-Two?
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry.
And Telltale. Yep, the ones they put out in about 2009. Yeah, the 5 episodes of it, so...
Sure.
I went through and blasted through all of them and only had to look up stuff maybe once or twice. Because Monkey Island has this weird thing where there's certain puzzles that always happen in every Monkey Island game that make no logical sense.
Right, exactly.
Like you get to the point where you're just like, I'm going to try this with everything I have in my damn inventory and maybe something will happen.
Yep, you know? So you're going to take the pencil clip or the pencil plus the paper clip and the rubber band, and suddenly you have a helicopter. What?
Right, and you're like, wait, huh? What? No.
Yeah, that's kind of shit that happens.
Yeah, that's every Monkey Island game. There's always something like that.
Yeah, well, and that's a callback to the original Monkey Island series.
Oh, yeah.
Because Tim Schafer and the guys over at LucasArts, they pulled shit like that all the time in those games.
Oh, God, yeah. And it was funny, too, because, like, the ending of the Tales of Monkey Island is a lot like the ending of Monkey Island 1, into where you have to do shit really quickly, otherwise LeChuck knocks you into a new area, but you have to do shit in certain areas in order to finish the ending.
Yeah, it's the kind of bullshit that they've been doing that for quite a while, and I really think that was done on purpose to try to make you remember those games.
Yeah, and it was just like, that's what I remember, like, the whole last episode, I'm just like, God, I feel like I'm back in Monkey Island 1 all over again.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, I mean, like, you know, I've been trying to look for more point-and-click adventures. I've also been in a big, big kick of playing Magic the Gathering again. Like, Duels of the Planeswalker. I don't know why I've been...
You and Ross both. They both play the hell out of that game.
Really just been into that. So, yeah, so, I mean, it's just been a lot of, like, a lot of those PC things like that.
Have you played The Witcher?
I have not played The Witcher yet. And I really want to. That's a game on my radar that I'd eventually like to get around to getting
the
to.
The first Witcher, I think you can spend $5 for it now.
Yeah.
It's like dirt cheap, and it is so good, and it will easily occupy 40 to 50 hours of your time.
Yeah.
And it's such a time suck, but it is such a blast. Like, I'm afraid to start that game. I have it on my machine, and I am literally scared to start it because I know if I start it, it's a time vacuum.
Yeah.
Like, time just blurs, and all of a sudden I'm looking, why is the sun coming up?
Well, I've also just been buying games left and right on Steam lately. Like, you know, today they announced that it's the anniversary of Wolfenstein 3D, and so you can play it for free in your browser.
Right.
Well, subsequent to that, they also have Wolfenstein 3D, Spear of Destiny, and Return to Castle Wolfenstein on sale for like $1.50 a piece on Steam. So I'm like, well, okay, I'm buying all of that.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer with those.
So that'll be my next dull around on the PC and not make it to the console time things.
So is that it, though?
Yep, that's about it right now, so...
All right, well, I have to go pick up Warlock, so...
Yes, you do.
So we should wrap up so I can go spend money that I don't have.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay, America.
Before we go, I do want to mention that we will be at SpringCon in a little over a week and a half, May 19th and 20th at the State Fairgrounds Grandstand Building.
Mm-hmm.
Really looking forward to it, and we will have... anybody who listens to this show knows that we're big fans of Pinball FX 2 from Zen Studios. Mm-hmm. We will have giveaways for at our table, as well as competitions for various prizes at our table, where you can sit and play Xbox pinball. I realize I might be jinxing myself by announcing this before we're for sure going to actually have electricity.
We're making it happen way or another.
We're going to make it happen. But we will have pinball at our table, and you can win fabulous prizes there.
And this just in, you'll be able to see him riding a bike to power your pinball.
Yes,
if that's
Michael
what I have to do.
Michael will be sitting there on a pedal bike the entire
time. Mike will be there. Actually, we're going to get him in a giant hamster wheel.
That's what I was about to say. Dang it.
Yeah. So check that out, May 19th and 20th, down at the State Fairgrounds,
the Grandstand.
And you can find out more information on that at www.mncba, or the Minnesota Comic Book Association.com. So, Blake Gundaman.
Grundman.
It's not a Gundam Warrior.
Blake Gundam Warrior.
It makes me sound kind of badass. Gundaman.
Yes.
You know, I think I like that pronunciation better. I think I'll just start using that.
That works for me.
Gundamon. Yes.
Blakey G, welcome. Yeah. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me. I had a good time.
Excellent. And you want to pimp your stuff here real quick?
Sure. Just a few quick plugs. You can find me on Twitter at Grundy the Man. As we mentioned earlier, I'm the managing editor for GamesAreEvil.com. It's the site that Mike also writes for. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to hear some more of my podcasting, I actually host a podcast for Games Are Evil, the Evilcast Recap, and I do that every single week. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on the site at Games Are Evil, and you can also find us in iTunes. So there's lots of different ways you can find us. So if you guys are interested in hearing us and maybe a couple other drunk people, it's a good time.
Right on.
All right, and we'll have links to that in the show notes as well. Now, you're unfolding a paper.
I am unfolding a paper, because I did also want to mention, too, if you don't make it out to, for whatever reason, because they're literally right next to each other almost, on May 19th, our good friends at Games & Go in Roseville have what's called the Mall Brawl going on. It's a gaming tournament. Of course, it's all fighting games. You got Street Fighter X Tekken, Super Street Fighter 4, the arcade edition, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and Soul Calibur 5. They've got that going on. Kind of in there's that area right near their store, kind of the big plaza foyer area.
Yeah, where the Aztec guys play their pan flute.
Yep, so they're going to be doing that there. So that's
and
going
you think
on.
I'm kidding. But no, they literally,
no,
they've like
got that going on there at the mall. So. So yeah, if you don't get a chance to quite make it over to the grandstand, want to check out some fighting games, they have that going on as well. You can check.
Now, is that both days, 19th
and 20th? Just the 19th
just
here.
Just the 19th.
Yep. You can check out more information at gamesandgoonline.com. Yeah, so they were... I was talking with Tony about that, too, I want to make sure to mention that as well.
Very
so,
cool.
But yeah, so if that's something you're interested in, go check it out as well.
Lots going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, check out GamesAreEvil.com for Mike's work as well as Blake's and the cast of characters under Blake.
That's a nickel for every time somebody told me that.
Yeah. no problem. And also, big thanks to Mike for coming on.
Yes, thank you everyone again for listening, and you can check us out online. You can just look us up at Facebook at Yet Another Gaming Show. You can also check us out on Twitter at YAGSFPG.
Yes, right. All right, next week Ian will be back.
Mm-hmm.
He promised. He promised to get over whatever plague he's currently under. And congratulations to him, by the way. He got a new job. So
did.
Yeah, he did. So congrats. I don't think that's related to the sickness. I don't think that, because he put in his notice today.
Is he working on Voltron?
No, unfortunately.
Oh.
But I don't think his employer poisoned him. So, but I don't want to start rumors or anything like that. But I'm just saying, he put in his notice today. Now he's very sick. You can draw your
he
own.
He could have gotten drunk at work.
That is also possible. So we'll all find out next week. Until then, thank you guys very much for listening. Our listeners don't really appreciate much of what we do, so that's fine.